Now, It Sucks to Be Right presents a Tara Buster with comedian Tara Devlin from RepublicanDirtyTricks.com. Recorded live at FYNation.com and replayed on Progressive Voices.
Good evening, everyone. Hello. My name is Tara Devlin. Thank you for joining me. It's Saturday night. This is our Saturday night. What is it? Therapy for the resistance. And if you're listening on Progressive Voices, this is not Saturday night. It's 6 o'clock on Sunday, or you can listen anytime on the Progressive Voices app, and that's great. The Progressive Voices app is actually really cool. I listen to it all the time. There's so many things on there that, because I need to keep motivated. You know, I am constantly trying to, because this is the state of the emergency that we're in now. There is no time for, you know, just to not be focused. This is our opportunity, that because we're in danger, frankly. We really are. Have you seen Steve Bannon? Do you know, I mean, look at what's going on. Look at that guy. That guy, he looks like he came off a bender, frankly. He does not look happy. He needs to basically lay off the sauce and eat a salad for once. He looks completely unhealthy, just like his mind. If I were going to cast a movie about a nightmare scenario, like about some unhinged Niccolo Machiavelli manipulating a megalomaniac to kill us all because he hates himself, they wouldn't even cast Steve Bannon. Because he would be too over the top. You know what I mean? He looks ridiculous. He looks like, I don't know, you saw a picture of him? Honestly, he looked like the people, you ever see like behind the scenes photos of The Walking Dead where the actors are all like made up like corpses? They're all just waiting around between takes. That's what he looks like. Like he's a freshly dead corpse made up. Just wait, like the makeup artist put some pale skin on him and just like, you know, when the blood stopped flowing and they highlight, you know what I mean? That's what he looks like. This is a man now on the National Security Council. It's not, forget his looks, but that's the thing. He's not healthy. He's not just outside. This guy needs to be in a hospital. Look at him. And everything is sort of like, you know, when you go to somebody's house, the world is our mirror. You know what I mean? Because I look around and I see everything is cause and effect. All right, I'm a Buddhist. What else is new? Are you trying to talk, Thomas?
No, I'm not.
I thought I heard you like trying to break in.
No, but, not at all.
That's my executive producer, Thomas. Maybe I'm just hearing things because.
Nope.
Maybe it's my grandma telling me to go into the light or something. Who knows?
No, we don't. We
finally,
don't,
no, grandma, we you. You're here.
Yeah, we need you right now. Don't go in the light.
I know,
now.
Right? Grandma.
Just tell grandma to chill.
I know. Really. We have too much work to do down here. But I mean, I'm a practicing Buddhist. What else would the lesbian daughter of a former Catholic nun and a New York City garbage man be, really, right? So in Buddhism, we talk about the world is our mirror, right? So I practice a form of Buddhism called Nichiren Buddhism. So it's, I have a Gohanzen, I chant Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. On the Gohanzen, it's the depiction of all the different life states that we can be in. You know, as human beings, from hell to hunger to anger, animality, bodhisattva, which is people who, well, we call ourselves bodhisattvas of the earth, meaning that we're here to help people, and we won't go into Buddhahood until we, you know, help everybody or whatever. So, and then there's Buddhahood, which are people who, I don't know, I've never met a Buddha yet, but in the middle, you know, of the scroll is Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. And those who practice this kind of Buddhism that I practice, the scroll is compared to a spiritual mirror, you know. So when you chant, you're looking at yourself in this mirror, and you know, you don't curse the mirror when you don't like what you see. You don't break the mirror. You fix your face, right? So it's the same thing with the world. When if you go into somebody's house, right, and you find out that they're like a hoarder or something, you know someone, maybe you just met them. I actually had a date one time with this girl, and she invited me over her house. It was going well, right? She said, why don't you come inside? I went inside, and the entire house was disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, filthy. Not just like a regular, average, messy apartment with laundry in the corner or something. There were, like, dishes stuck to the couch, all right? And I was just like, why would she even bring me in here? You know what I mean? Because if this was normal to her, you know, what other things were I gonna, what else was I gonna find? You know what I mean? That was not normal. So, but, because when you look around, the world is your mirror. Like when I go on the New York City subway and I see people sleeping on the subway, that is the result. It's of all of us. That's what I look at it. It's all cause and effect. That we are making a decision as a society that this is okay, that we will live in a society where some people are just going to, despite the rapacious wealth, despite the fact that we have people with more wealth than they could ever spend in 50,000 lifetimes, that we're okay with hunger, with homelessness, with people not having health care, with people not having access to, you know, whatever, services or opportunity, education. So that's what this is our mirror. You know what I mean? Like when we look around, how the hell did we get here? We have to fix our face. All of us. That's what I think. Because it starts with one person. Yes, we all are responsible for our own little universes. But it really does ripple out because we are all connected. And I am encouraged that everyone, you know, is really activated right now. But people, now they knew insult or the tactic that the right is using, they're saying, oh, this is outrage fatigue, and because the sore loser thing wasn't working. That was the thing that they did in the past. Oh, you're sore loser. This is not about sore losing, because one thing is we didn't lose. More people don't want what's this disaster that's going on. More people, there are more normal people than there are dupes. So, I mean, when you could tell a lot about a person just by looking at their environment. That's why you could tell a lot about, like, this country by looking at our leaders, right? How much do we have to hate ourselves? It's to allow it to get this out of control. And I think that so many of the worst aspects of the human condition have been able to really take control of us. Because ultimately, in a functioning democracy, we're supposed to be able to, you know, have access to opportunities, education. It's not supposed to be this, we're not supposed to be living in this kind of oligarchy. And I was watching Joy Reid this morning, and there was a new word that I hadn't learned, and it's called cacistocracy, which is, I'm sure we're going to start hearing more about it, because it means government by the worst persons, a form of government in which the worst persons are in power. And think about it. That's what we have. Not even just the worst persons as far as qualifications, because that would be bad enough. We have the worst persons spiritually, emotionally, mentally. People who, like Donald Trump, something, look at him. Look at what he values as a human being. He's not out there like Jimmy Carter. What does Jimmy Carter do this is what I always say with the Republicans. What do the Republican retired presidents do? What are they doing? They're out there for themselves. They're on the board of some kind of bankster thing. What is Jimmy Carter doing? He's building houses for humanity. Right? I mean, what? It's just never enough for them. There's something wrong with that. But Donald Trump, what does he value as a human being? His hair. Now, you tell me if Donald Trump and Melania are soulmates. Do you think that they're in love? That they sit around talking about their hopes and dreams and just, no. Connecting as human beings, having deep conversations about art, life, literature, humanities. Do you really? I mean, this is a guy when he was asked by one of the people, a ghostwriter, asked, who do you, if there was somebody that you would want to spend time with? What would you, who would that be? Sort of like one of these questions, if you could take three books on a desert island or if you could meet three people in history. Donald Trump's answer was a nice piece of ass. That's what he said. That's what he thinks. Like, so it's all, for him, it's nothing but gluttony. It's, let me grab this pussy. Let me get this, eat this, smoke this, eat this, hoard that. Look at me, look at me. I mean, and he's so fragile with that hair. All of that is him masked. I mean, it really is. They talk about strength. It is the height of weakness. They are the height. They are the epitome of weakness. To, just not be able to accept themselves. He can't deal with the fact that he's a finite being. That he, his hair's falling out. That he's not the, everything that he's trying to project. What all of that is weak and betrays just really who he is inside. So, and even his trophy wife. Do you think this is a man that could actually have a woman who, you can speak to on the same level and share things? This guy's got nothing to share anyway. There's nothing deep going on in there. There's no intellectual curiosity. There's nothing but, it's really worse than Archie Bunker. Archie Bunker was more interesting. This guy is, just because he was born with a trust fund, born on third base, thinking he hit a triple. That's what. Now we are inflicted with this government by the worst people. Okay, I mean, look at Steve Bannon, and not like this freak who is a racist. Anybody who's a racist, anybody who spends their—that's what they spend their time worrying about. Who they're associating with? Oh, I don't want my kids going to school with Jews. This is your thinking. That's what you think. That's your concern in life. Not to say like, maybe my kid would do well going to school with people of different backgrounds and experience, because that would make them a more well-rounded human being. That would make them capable of functioning in a world that is filled with diverse people, right? Maybe they'll learn something. Maybe they can share some wisdom, some intellectual curiosity. But no, I mean, and that's what Steve Bannon is all about. He is, He's a very frightening person. And to have him on the Security Council, and let me tell you, because I was in the military, I have secret security clearance, believe it or not. Me. I had
Wait,
to go
what now?
Through.
They give it, did what now?
I do. I told you this.
Yeah, I know. I'm half kidding, and still sometimes it's kind of, wait.
Tell me about it. I know. So you can trust me with not the top secrets, but the one thing below top. But I had to go through. That's a process that they have to vet you. They went through my entire background. They came to my house. The federal investigators, they came to where I was working. They have to make sure you're not a spy or you're not a danger to that you want. What are you going to do with these secrets? I don't think it's not very comforting to know that we have this unhinged white supremacist getting national security secrets for nothing. What did he do? And what was his vetting? Donald Trump. Donald Trump is his vetting, who is a Putin puppet. A puppet of Putin. He should be a Putin. This should be a new word called hey, Putin.
I still give you. I know George Takei made. I always flub his name, and I feel bad every time I do it because I'm a huge Star Trek fan. but he used it on Twitter, calling him Twitler. But I will always give you. As credit as the person that said it first, calling him Twitler.
I think I might have been, but I who knows? Somebody's always the ground zero somewhere. I know it was an early adopter. I didn't indeed. Get it from anybody else. But there is something in this is how I know we're all connected anyway. There is something in humanity. If you look in history, that just. All over the world, you can have cultures that did not meet each other, but they came up with the same innovations at the same time. So I'm talking about long, long time, like the pyramids. You had the pyramids in Egypt, and then you had the pyramids in the Aztec realm or whatever. You know what I mean? So there's certain like weird things like that in our. In the story of humanity, where the same ideas would come at the same time, but to different people in different places that had no connection. So we are connected. There's no doubt in my mind. And I do whatever my spiritual beliefs. See, I don't believe in a man on a cloud sitting there making a list of who's naughty and who's nice. I do believe that there is more here than meets the eye in this world. And I think that there's layers to life that we just don't know. We don't even have the capacity. We don't even have the language or the intellectual capacity to know what questions to ask of whatever that thing is. And it's just that, like, for instance, 100 years ago, there were what do you call it? You know, we discovered X-rays and gamma ray, all these, but they were there all along. We just didn't know it. Now they had the instrument to pick it up and to harness it, right? But same thing. How many other layers of life are there? How many other? You know, we all have weird things that go on. There is more here than meets the eye, but there is no. What do you call it? To me? There's no man. My God, why would there be a man on a cloud? Why? Why is it a man, first of all? You know, this. Why would something that is giant, why would it need a penis, frankly? It's a man? It has a penis. It has an XY chromosome? Really? I just think that's, and it's really arrogant, frankly, to... for men to make up a deity that is just a gigantic version of themselves, from which they could put all their manias on. Oh, it's not me, it's the giant man on a cloud. Please. And I think that, and I often look at, I love history, and I think about alternative histories all the time. Imagine, I often wonder, what would have happened without a world without, let's say, the book, right? The Bible. I'm sorry. You know, this Bible was written when people didn't know, like, you know, where the sun went. The earth was round. And now we're supposed to judge, we're supposed to base our modern world on people that lived in a time they didn't even know what a germ was. So I think that's pretty stupid, America. But what do I expect? And that's why it's also an excuse, too. Not to be, it's an excuse. Oh, I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable because God. Really? And now, don't worry about the earth because we can't destroy it, but we're doing it. Okay, God's going to come down and save us. Talk about magical thinking. Nothing is more magical than that. But everything is cause and effect, you know? It's just, I keep hearing a reverb. That's why I'm like, do you hear that?
I hear nothing but the wonderful sound of your voice.
Oh, okay. I'll just keep going because I just, maybe it is Grandma. I don't know. Grandma, come and get me. Anyway,
it
so
could be
now,
Casper.
I'm sorry.
It could be Casper, though. You never know.
Yeah, right.
Not Grandma,
Casper,
it's Casper,
the little dead boy. That's what I thought was weird with Casper. This is a dead boy. But I guess, you know, we're all finite. That's what always makes me really baffled. What is wrong? Why would Republicans want to just constantly hoard all their wealth? Why would they not care about the world that they're leaving behind? Because, you know, they're not taking it with them. But they will leave behind a big giant mess for the people that their children or whatever, the people that they pretend to love. But, you know, as we know, it's only been 2 weeks now, right? Since Twitler was sworn in.
It feels like 100 days, but yes, it's only been 2 weeks.
We should now refer to these 2 weeks as the first 100 days, right?
I'm okay with that because every time I see the CNN chyron, it says in the first 100 days of Trump, and I'm like, dude, he hates you. Why are you trying to kiss his ass?
Oh, I know. And he's saying it was fake news. Did you see that Black History celebration thing? That was unbelievable with him sitting around with Omarosa, first of all.
And Ben Carson, yeah. Dr. Ben Carson, yeah.
I mean, if you could have imagined Trump in the Oval Office sitting around with Omarosa, right? It's like a Saturday Night Live skit. All on its own. And everything, what he was talking about, of course, the Frederick Douglass remark, he's getting a lot of recognition now, doing some great work. The guy is a moron. And he turns it about himself, too. He's like, it's just this rambling stream of consciousness that goes constantly back to himself about he's being treated unfairly. These are like little babies who, oh, I am being treated unfairly, mommy. Johnny got more of more candy. What the hell is wrong with these people? And the fact is, it's only fake news when he doesn't like it. They're just reporting on what he's doing. It's just amazing. And it is fascism. So I just talked myself down off the, because first, you know, it would be funny. Really, it really would be just funny if they weren't so dangerous, right? Then that's what makes it really upsetting and concerning. Not just concern. I mean, we're in big, big trouble. Big trouble. Like, they, so you talk about cause and effect. Now, what did they do this week? They, the Republicans, what, why would any working person vote for a Republican? We can discuss this after the break, I suppose. Yeah, I'm just looking at the clock, but they, but because they just rolled back these regulations about dumping the waste into the rivers, these coal companies can now just, these corporations can now just use our environment as a toilet. Because apparently, I guess, you know, they're such masters of the universe that we can, they can only make a buck unless they can use America the Beautiful as a toilet for their poisonous waste. Somehow they're so smart, they can't seem to know how to actually make a buck unless they can destroy and kill us and leave our environment a filthy, disgusting. I don't know if people remember. I was young. I wasn't alive when the Cuyahoga River went on fire, but I remember when I was young, they had all the commercials with the Indian guy crying on the horse, looking out onto the polluted water. This is where we're going again. It's coming. It will be here soon enough. And make no mistake, it will be the fault of Republicans. And there so don't worry though. And then they now we can if you're mentally ill, you can get a gun again. So if you're that upset and if you finally crack under the pressure of Twitler, you can go buy a gun and join the party, right? Oh boy, it's exhausting. It is tiring, and I'm glad everybody's here. This is what sustains me, and I want to thank everybody for being here. And because we will get through this, we will get through this together, and we will come out better. We have no choice, because it's really kind of like a ride or die time, right? It's do or die. We have to turn this into our opportunity to get this back. Perhaps this is going to be the wake-up call, you know?
You're right about that, especially with all the protests that I've seen happening around the world that have kind of united in solidarity with people who are against our tiny fingered man. I think that shows what we can bring together even in the face of this totally corrupt human being.
Right. Right. But the thing that concerns me is that, just remember, right before the Iraq war, there was the largest worldwide coordinated protest against that war. And that war, basically, we're still in that war. And it didn't stop. So we need to really turn this energy into action. And it is, but it's not just, you know, protests, actually. So people are doing things. People are showing up. People are motivated for the first time. People are motivated. I'm seeing them at these meetings. I'm going to a lot of meetings. No, there is, if you're, this is like a perfect time, too, for people who feel like they're lonely and they feel disconnected or whatever, because you're, there's a million things to do. And you can meet people and, you know, friends. And, you know, you might even meet the love of your life out there on the protest line. So I say get your ass out there and do something good for a change. I'm just kidding. Anyway, can we take a break? Because I don't want to go into the next thing because I see it's 7:29.
Yes, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back on TerraBuster. It sucks to be right, TerraBuster. And I want to not say the. It's like saying the Ukraine. It's not the. It's TerraBuster.
It's whatever it is. I'm just glad you're here.
But
at this point.
Yes, it's a break, and we will be right back.
It sucks to be right. TerraBuster is for mature audiences, live on FYINation.com and replayed on Progressive Voices.
He's going to build a wall.
Meet Skeeter.
And make the Mexicans pay for it.
Who used to suffer from Obama derangement syndrome.
He's totally self-funded.
But thanks to
I'll tell you what,
now suffers from Trump derangement syndrome.
He's going to keep all the Muslims out.
Although he has lost his irrational fear of Obama.
That guy was on a plane doing terrorist math.
He has supplanted it with irrational support of Trump.
He's going to keep all the Transformers out of the ladies' room.
And once again, you can help.
He is not racist.
By giving to the Trump derangement syndrome foundation.
He just can't help it that racists really like him a lot.
Simply log on and give what you can to our Go F*** Yourself campaign.
He's gonna make America great again.
Try to help Skeeter if you can.
I respect your opinion and I'm gonna beat the crap out of you.
America thanks you.
All around the world, energy is being produced to power our lives. While energy development comes with some certain risks, like flammable tap water, North America's natural gas producers are committed to safely and responsibly earn a healthy profit and enrich ourselves. We'll attempt to win you over with this simplified cartoon and heavily edited copy that says filling instead of drilling thousands of feet below freshwater sources. This cartoon shows a harmless tube penetrating the Earth's surface. We like to think it's your ass. The harmless gas is then stored within self-contained well systems that blemish the landscape and are placed in your backyard. And using state-of-the-art monitoring technologies. Oh wait, the copy runs off here. Rigorous lobbying efforts help us ensure our operations will continue to provide safe and clean explosions for our communities and kitchens. We're America's natural gas. Kiss our ass.
It sucks to be right. TerraBuster is for mature audiences, live on FYINation.com and replayed on Progressive Voices.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sticking in. We're doing our weekly therapy session for the resistance, and we need it. We do need it. We are living in interesting times. Now, the thing about Republicans is that every day is opposite day with them. We know that. So when Trump is saying he's going to make America safe, or even just make America great, you just better hold on, because we're in for it. Now, when they say safe, how are they making us safe if they're undoing regulations that allow mentally ill people to buy guns? That is just baffling to me. I wonder if any rational Republican can justify that. Why? Oh, I guess they would say it's a constitutional right. Is it really, though? It's not. Get your ass into the National Guard. You want to play with a gun? Then go into a well-regulated militia. I don't understand what part of well-regulated militia doesn't count in their argument. They always talk about there being, they're just following the Constitution. I saw Mike Pence today. If he isn't straight out of central casting, that guy, talking about the Constitution, how they're going to bring back the Constitution. Where the hell did it go? Bring it back? It's sort of like the Bible. Everything is open to interpretation. So they talk about the enumerated powers of the government in what part of the enumerated powers in the Constitution does it say that people have the right to health care. It's what part of general welfare doesn't qualify as health care, especially when health care is eating up 16% of the GDP? And people are, and we're frankly the only country, the only modern country that is where people are dying for lack of care, where millions go bankrupt and thousands die needlessly. Now, that's the whole purpose of having a functioning democracy is to make it function so we can have an enjoyable life, right? So that we can have those times that we share together and exchange ideas and enjoy. You know, we're only here for a short time. This is why it's so baffling to me. Now, and one of the things that Republicans always say is that, oh, we just don't have enough money. There's just not enough. And that is by design. That the government doesn't have enough to have these, you know, have services. But they are setting it up that way. It's policy that is concentrating wealth into the hands of a few. Like Gandhi said, there is enough for everyone's greed, but not for everyone's need, right? So you can't say there's not enough. It is just being hoarded by Trump and his friends, and now it's just going to get worse. So another thing they did, so they undid a regulation that prevents companies from dumping their disgusting toxic waste into our waterways, which how can you justify that? What was the other thing that they did?
The brokerage, I did a story on Republican Dirty Tricks about that, where now if you're a broker and you want to sell a fund, you can now, if you get a commission on that fund, you can now sell that. That was set to start being regulated in April. It looks like, yeah, not so much.
Right. Why wouldn't you want these brokers who are dealing with average people's retirement to have the average person's best interest at heart? So you're just basically saying that you could hand your money to a grifter, and there's nothing that the government that we have set up to protect us from grifters. There's nothing that the government will do. That it's cool. That's cool with them because that's their priority. The only priority now. Forget that e pluribus unum, right? Forget out of many, one. Forget it. It's all about money. Get as much as you can. Greed is the only American value now, apparently. Forget the Purple Mountains Majesty and the Fruited Plains, right? It's just greed. Get as much. Just be a billionaire. That's all. Don't go and follow your dreams. Oh, you want to sing? You want to be a scientist? You want to be an artist? Oh, forget, you got to be a broker. Be a broker. That's all. Push some numbers around. Get some old granny's retirement. Maybe she saved up 50 grand. You could sucker it from her. That's all that matters. Fuck her. Oh, excuse me. That is bad. I mean, forget her.
You know, you deserve, you know, this is granny coming out.
That was my granny. See, my granny was my old granny. I had two grannies.
That's not granny.
My mama's granny and my papa's granny. And my mama's granny lived with us. And she was like my own personal terrorist. She lived in the basement. She was an interesting sort of woman. She wasn't very nice. But she drank a lot of beer, and I gave her one time when I was young, I was like 15, I gave her a case of beer for Christmas. She liked it. It said that I knew her. I really knew her. But anyway, Granny was, that was an interesting, she was I wouldn't say quite a good woman, but she was my grandma. Anyway, what was I saying? You see where I came from? I had a very weird background. I had there are two sides to my family. My father's side were all like valedictorians and authors and just lawyers, just really smart people. my mother's side of this family were all crooks and criminals. So I am the, I am like a true American in some level. But I can't say, you know, I didn't know that side of the family too much, though. They, I didn't know my grandfather. My grandfather was a drunk. Both of them were drunks, though. I mean, I am a drunk. I'm a drunk. I'm in recovery. Thank God, right? They say it runs in the family. It certainly ran in mine. But anyway, this is really like a therapy session. I feel like I'm in therapy. And there's like, it's sort of like,
what? It's international group therapy is what this show is.
I know. My mother put me on the potty sideways. And now I am a drunk. So anyway, the thing about Republicans is, I'm just looking at my notes. See, what I do during the day before the show is there's never a shortage. Believe me, sometimes I don't even have to prepare. I don't really have to prepare that much. I got to look around because I'm preparing every day. You understand? I'm preparing because I'm in it. I am at meetings. It's ridiculous. I mean, we have the website, Republican Dirty Tricks. It never stops. But if I didn't even have these things, I started Republican Dirty Tricks back in 2009 because it was annoying my friends, but with all the, because there was a time when people were just like overloaded. The Bush administration, once the elections were over and everything, people were like, eh, they wanted to move on. The thing is now, people, they don't want to move on. They know that we're in a crisis. So that's pretty good. And I would be even more despondent. I know that I would be still involved in this, but I would be even more despondent if people weren't involved. You know what I mean? There's a different level of energy. And I feel like obviously, like, we're not in this alone, that we're in this together, but I really feel like we are really all in this together this time. So that's pretty good. And there's no choice. It's sort of like, it is really kind of a wake-up call. Like, because I know I am, from my history of being an alcoholic and a drug addict, basically, and hitting bottom and having those wake-up calls, some people don't have to hit bottom. See, some people hit bottom when they're dead. You understand? That's their bottom, is death. A lot of people die. I know a lot of people who died from addiction. And I am a fortunate person right now. I'm not one of them. One day at a time, right? But so that's what I hope. I hope our bottom isn't where it's too late, where we can't go back. So this is, you know, it is encouraging that people are aware that we're talking about things that we weren't talking about before. We're talking about fascism. Openly, we are calling him a fascist. And it's not a pejorative. We are using the dictionary definition. He is a fascist. And whether he knows it or not, because that's the thing about Republicans in general, is they wrap their fascism in legitimacy. But that's what Hitler did anyway, too. They all do that. All governments, all even if you look around, even Putin wraps his dictatorship in the veneer of he's the man of the people. They're all working for the people, right? Just the extremely tiny group of rich people, but still the people. But it's not an accident. We didn't get here by accident. We got here by design, slow design of policy, that one little thing at a time. And that's how they do it. That's how they do it. But I think that this guy is just so over the top. He's such a disaster with so many just of the worst people surrounding him offending. I mean, the offense, that's what gets me too. We talked about this another week, a couple of weeks ago. I don't even remember one of these shows, because I wouldn't even let my cats be watched by somebody who hates cats. Why would you put somebody, if you love your country, why would you put people who hate these different agencies in charge of the agencies? Don't you want your country to function? I don't know. I guess they don't. They don't want it to function. They want complete chaos. And that's, this guy Bannon is, he is a very sick person. And I feel like we are trapped in his mind, like in his weird, sick mind. And some people are going to get hurt here. He will start a war. He wants a war. He wants this. I don't know his whole philosophy. I haven't delved that deeply into his mind, but I know that he ascribes to conspiracy theories. He's a racist. An open racist. He doesn't even know to be ashamed of his racism. He thinks that this is some kind of normal thing, which is pretty frightening. So they don't be confused. Now, when they say that, and thank you, yeah, for reminding me, Thomas, about that rule, the fiduciary rule that they undid. And what was the other thing? The other thing was that now big corporations can bribe foreign governments or be bribed without, they don't have to disclose this. Can you believe this? How do you justify that? This is about jobs. That's what they say. It's all about jobs, because you can't create a job unless you're bribing. I see. What are you kidding me? This has nothing to do with jobs. And as we know, it is outright corruption. It's never enough for them. It's never enough. Just wait till Melania hits 50. Forget about it. She's out the door. You think he's going to sit around with some old hag? No way. There'll be somebody else. I don't care. He'll be like, who's that other one? That Sheldon? No, there was some, that guy, you know.
There's so many of them. That's the problem.
I'm thinking of the guy with that blonde lady, and she died not too long ago. Remember? She became a reality TV star.
Oh, Jim Baker.
Is it Jim Baker? No, it was... No? And who's that woman? You know what I'm saying? And then her son actually had a drug overdose or something.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes.
I actually mentioned her the other day on my show, Some Say, on FYI Nation. Shameless plug. She was never told no by anyone. She was surrounded by yes people. Because
sounds
they
like
all
Trump.
Wanted something out of her. And it's just like Trump.
Yeah, he can't stand no. But he's completely easily manipulated, though. This guy, he's really stupid, this man. I think he's worse than Bush, if you can believe it. He is stupider than Bush. Think about that. At least Bush, I don't know. I mean, I was trying to think of a redeeming quality. I was like, at least Bush can eat a pretzel. Well, no, not really. At least Bush can paint a nice toe. I don't know. No. But, no, what does Trump do? What is redeeming about Trump? Is there anything redeeming about him?
He gives good to his wives after he's done with them.
Well, he shuts them up. That's what, after he rapes them. I mean, I think he raped somebody, right? And then they...
Allegedly, in the court documents, his first wife, Ivanka, yeah, that did come out during the campaign.
Not Ivanka, that's his...
Our daughter. I'm sorry, because he wants to supposedly.
Well, he wants to. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's so weird. Ew. But her mother. I'm sorry, I can't remember her name, but that was the woman. Names are hard.
It's okay. We understand. It doesn't matter. It's like, it's just trophy wife number one. So, you know, just call them 1, 2. The other one, Marla Maples. They're all, none of them, they all received hush money. So they can't, we won't be getting any exposés anytime soon, unfortunately. Not that we need any. We don't need an exposé. We've seen it all. We know. We've seen it. We see it every day. This is a very stupid person, and there's nobody dumber than him. I honestly wish, see, it all depends on who's surrounding him. So now he's surrounded by the worst people, which is really frightening. Now, if he was surrounded by better people, we might be okay. If they turned off Fox News, if he was surrounded by people who put something else on and said, this is news, here, watch this. And he was like, oh, my God, really? You mean the polar ice caps are melting and we're what? You mean then we might have some hope. But no, he's surrounded by people who are also embedded in a very, what's the word? In fantasy. Not just fantasy. I mean, I wish it was fantasy. I wish it, like I said fantasy, and in my mind I thought of like Tinkerbell. No, not kind of fantasy. They're talking the fantasy. They're like Mad Max. That's what they're projecting. Where they live? Black History Month. He's saying Ben Carson took him places. Where did Ben Carson take him? To the dark side of town? Right. It's so insulting. As if people, black people, they're living in some kind of dystopia. But in their mind, because he watches Fox News, that's the world that they present. They need people. They need us to be divided, especially along racial lines. So they stir it up and stir it up, because they don't want working people, average working people, to band together and say, you know what, we're in it together, and our problems are because the people at the top are holding us back, because they don't want to share this world. It's the same old story. It's the age-old story, as old as recorded history. Democracy is supposed to be the remedy for that, but here we are, and they could call him president, but in his mind, he's a king. So that's, as you see, you know, Putin doesn't call himself dictator. He calls himself president. He calls himself, I don't know if he calls himself prime minister. What do they call himself? He doesn't call himself czar, right? Because they're playing the game. They have to, because democracy is they all have to give lip service to democracy. Even Republicans, as much as they hate democracy, they have to give lip service to. They have to pretend while they whittle away every democratic protection, the right to vote, everything that allows people access to the polls, that allows people to have have a say in their representative government. As they take all of that away and concentrate wealth at the top. That's part of it. You can't have a democracy and you can't have concentrated wealth. It does not match. Even the founders talked about it. And these Republicans talk about the Constitution, and the founding fathers as if they were from God himself, right? They think that they were infallible. And what is this? This is a whole other thing. I didn't even want to talk about this, but this Supreme Court guy, Gorsuch, he's first of all, it's a stolen seat. Period. End of sentence. He should not be rewarded. Nobody voted for Twitler to. We voted for Obama to pick his seat. It's ridiculous that they even that they the Republicans are even crying that they're not getting a fair up and down vote. So, but Gorsuch is apparently an originalist. An originalist. How ridiculous is that? Think about it. I'm an originalist. I only wear diapers. I never grow up. I've been wearing the same clothes since I was two. I'm an originalist. I'm an originalist. I don't drive a car. You know, I ride a mule. It's ridiculous. And that Republicans wrap their ridiculousness in the veneer of whatever. So they have to, so they call it originalism. When what it is nothing but being a bigot. I'm just an originalist. I'm a fool. I'm just pretending. So let's be original because let's just have everything like it was. Let's never advance. Let's never go anywhere or progress. Let's just be original. It's ridiculous. There's nothing of value to it. And then, like the Laffer curve or supply side economics, all these ridiculous things that don't work. They have to wrap them in the veneer of legitimacy by giving them name. It's not ridiculous myth. It's intelligent design. Oh, okay. Oh, so it's on par with evolution because it's called intelligent design. You can't, originalism? So let's never progress. I'm an originalist about the Second Amendment. You can only have a musket and join a well-regulated militia. I'm an originalist. Anyway, it's just... You can't, we'll never get anywhere. But that's conservatism in a nutshell. As William F. Buckley said, conservatism is a person standing, well, he said a man probably, standing athwart history yelling, stop. What? Okay, stop. Go to the moon. Stop. Cure polio. Stop. Women, right to vote. Stop. Civil Rights Act. Stop. We don't need these albatrosses holding us back. How far would we be as humanity itself without these anchors on progress just constantly getting in the way? And we have hit a speed bump right now. We were on our way to universal health care. Maybe. Who knows? We were on our way to great things. We do great things. This is why we organize as a community, as a government, to do these. I can't cure polio, but I could pay my taxes and fund the NIH and have them do the research that cures polio. That's why we get together. Anyway, I know we're coming towards the end of the show. Are we coming towards the end of the show?
Yeah, you get about 30 seconds left and a minute to close, so...
A minute to close?
Yeah, you gotta, yeah.
You mean a minute to close? What does that mean?
You have a minute left.
Of the whole show?
Yeah.
A minute. All right, well, let's just wrap it up then. I want to thank everybody for being here. And I want to thank Thomas, my executive producer, Thomas Reynolds, who does his own show.
I
want to thank, hush now. I want to thank Dave Kilby, who is working on RepublicanDirtyTricks.com. I want to thank everybody who is working on RepublicanDirtyTricks.com, including Thomas Reynolds. And I want you to visit RepublicanDirtyTricks.com and keep coming back. I need you. We need each other. This is Tara Devlin, and I'll see you next week.